This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
It's a song entitled Drifting. The lyric goes like this. I see your eyes drifting. Drifting. I'm really not that naive. You wear a smile, but it's drifting, drifting. I feel your coldness against my skin. I know what follows the autumn wind. And though you say your heart isn't drifting, drifting, the words simply don't ring true. You're drifting, and I'm losing you. You're drifting, and I'm losing you. Now, I realize that was written in a romantic context, and it was a song that maybe it was a real story out of his life, something that he experienced. I'm sure that many people hearing the lyric have said, been there and done that, with that experience that he's describing in the song. But today, I'm going to talk to you about drifting, not in a romantic sense, but drifting spiritually. Every man in this room, at some point or another, has drifted spiritually in your journey. And you know it. Every man has. Every woman in this room, every young person in this room, there's been a point in your spiritual journey where you drifted to the left or right. You just kind of pulled away from the Lord, and it was so subtle that at first you weren't even aware of it. Sometimes people drift in life and they don't notice it until they've drifted pretty far. And I think you know what I mean by that. That can happen in a relationship at work. It can happen in a relationship with your spouse. It can happen in a relationship with your children, with your siblings, with extended family. And sometimes you drift a good distance before you realize, I have drifted. And we're going to read in the book of Hebrews, a series that we started last week, where the Hebrew writer says, be careful. Pay attention so that you don't drift away. And then the natural progression of drifting after that is to start ignoring the Lord and ignoring your salvation. Another word for it is neglect. We're going to talk about the word ignore, neglect, and what that means. And it's all in the second chapter of Hebrews. We started last week with Hebrews 1. We talked about Jesus being the radiance of God's glory and the exact representation of His being is what chapter 1 taught us. And what does that mean? Jesus is God. You look at Jesus and you're looking at God. The most important thing I said last week, in my opinion, was when I shared with you, somebody asked me, what kind of church do you hope that Crossview will become? And they were talking about size, mega church. Do you want the church to become a community-involved church, a politically active church? And I think I surprised them when I said, I want to be at a church that exalts the name. I want to be at a church and part of a church that lifts up the name that is above every name, that the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord. That's the kind of church I want to be a part of. You know, so many churches in America today exalt mankind. And it sounds great. We're exalting men and women. We're exalting people. We're exalting humanity. And it sounds very noble and altruistic. But Jesus called us to exalt His name. He said, if I am lifted up, I will draw everyone to me. That's where the power is. We're in chapter 2. The message is called Unforgettable. It starts at verse 1. We must pay more careful attention, therefore, to what we have heard, so that we do not drift away. For if the message spoken by angels was binding, and every violation and disobedience received its just punishment, how shall we escape if we ignore or neglect such a great salvation? Well, in my opinion, that's the most penetrating question of Scripture. How shall we escape if we neglect or disregard salvation that we have from the Lord? I hope it speaks to you all this week on Cross Hope. Our website is crosshope.org.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.